The final budget included a provision that was supposed to keep school districts from getting more than 10% of their state aid cut. But estimates now show that districts including Madison, Oconomowoc, and New Berlin will see bigger cuts than they were promised, at roughly 15%. The intended 10% limit was one of those issues legislative leaders agreed to privately on the last day of negotiations and then voted on just hours later. Superintendent Tony Evers says the Department of Public Instruction was consulted during most of the budget process, but not in those final hours.
As things become soup in the late stages, it looked to me like essentially things just got put together and we were not asked for various information, up-to-date information that's needed.
Evers says that instead of using the 2008 school year as the base year for developing this funding change, lawmakers mistakenly used 2007. He says that could have been prevented if his office had been consulted.
And I know that's part of the legislative process to kind of pull things together at the last minute, and coalitions are forming and not forming. But when it comes to important issues where expertise is needed, I'd suggest we need to be a little more careful in the future.
Lawmakers could yet revisit this issue, but given the way the school funding formula works, a bigger than expected cut in state aid could mean deeper cuts or bigger property tax hikes at the local level. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.